The National Library of Ireland will announce details of digital pilots, a pilot scheme to expand the way it collects what it describes as the born digital story of Ireland, allowing content like videos and digital documents to become part of the national collection. The project is a response to the challenge of collecting, preserving and making available Irish digital content, which is growing at an unprecedented rate and which is in danger of being lost. Sandra Collins is director of the National Library of Ireland and she's on the line now. Very good morning to you, Sandra, and thanks for taking the call this morning. I suppose the first thing to ask is, given the vast, huge volume of digital material out there, where do you begin?
Well, that's a good question. So we're beginning with Marian Keyes. So Marian is an international, a world-known Irish writer and a really, I think, unique modern Irish voice. So Marian has partnered with us over the last year to collect her writer's archive, to collect materials about one of her books and videos about her writing process, about the characters in the book, and sample covers for the books, the manuscripts in their digital form with the comments and the editor's corrections and so on. And so that's where we're starting. We thought it was really important to get such a modern, important, visible Irish voice, an Irish writer, a woman writer, something we really want to celebrate and start there.
So in the past, where writers, and perhaps some still do, would print out an early draft of their work and then maybe pick up their pen and start revising it, and those that archive, those documents would be available potentially in the future. A lot of writers do that digitally now, so you're trying to capture that process, if you like.
Yes, exactly. So we're really in our infancy figuring out how to do this. We've been collecting those writers' manuscripts for 140 years. So we're really good at the paper-based material, but this is brand new, and it's new for libraries across the world. So what will this look like? A writer won't bring in an archive boxes full of papers and notebooks, and you'll see little doodles and scrawls in the margin. Instead, it's as likely now to come into us on a memory stick. Maybe it's going to be a PC. Maybe we'll get a transfer of YouTube videos. So that's the challenge, really, both the amount of content and the huge range of things that we want to capture to get that writer's archive.
And how delicate is that material in that format? I mean, we all know that formats, if you're old enough, we can remember formats that have long disappeared, that are no longer in use. So what about preserving these memory sticks or that kind of material for decades, maybe even hundreds of years?
Exactly, Brian. So that is really, really the challenge, because digital formats are much more fragile than paper. We have paper that's decades old and it's absolutely fine. But as you say, you wouldn't trust that you'd be able to access material from your computer in 1995, even if you still had that computer or that content at all. So the digital stuff changes much quicker, and that just makes it much harder. But it's our commitment, this is what the National Library does, is to keep those materials safe forever. So that's why this is a pilot, and it's a big deal for us to announce it today.
All right, well, we're looking forward to hearing more in the time ahead on that. Sandra Collins, Director of the National Library of Ireland, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. Just coming up to a minute and a half to nine.